Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Amy is somebody that we wanted to introduce you to because she's been ghosted. And if you've been ghosted, you could feel like Amy. And Amy, you were set up through, it's a double date, right?
Ooh.
With the cousin of yours?
Yeah, my cousin Brody.
Okay.
He set us up.
Now, you didn't date your cousin Brody.
What? Adam?
Okay, I'm just checking.
No.
I just want to make sure it's clear that up. So
I think it's clear.
Yeah.
I think it's clear.
You know, I'm glad you cleared
all
it
right,
up.
All right, well, see? Yeah. Now we know.
There wasn't
all
any
right.
confusion, but okay.
There was a little confusing. So okay. So your cousin Brody set you up with this guy named Greg.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And just to be clear, once again, you didn't
not your
date
cousin.
Your cousin Brody.
Absolutely not.
All right, perfect. No. So tell us what happened from there.
So my first and only date with this guy, Greg, right? Brody's friend, not Brody. So we went on this double date with my cousin Brody and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg is Brody's like best friend. And so he was like, you know, I really think you'll like my friend Greg. Come on over and we'll play board games at his house. So like two Fridays ago, we all got together at Greg's house and we're playing board games and drinking. And we were just having like a really good time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Greg and I are like flirting hard and there's definitely chemistry there.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all have like a really good time. And Greg and I exchanged numbers and he actually like texted me the next day and we were texting back and forth. And so like after a couple days, I just messaged and all I said was like, so when can we go out one-on-one with like a smiley face?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's cute.
Yeah,
now, was it right? Smiley or was it winky?
It was winky.
Oh!
Asking the hard question.
Oh.
Good.
All right. You just tell him your ring size already.
Yes. Whoa. Stop it, TJ.
Whoa, TJ.
So that's why. That's what you're saying?
So what did he respond with?
Well, he just never responded.
Oh, he never responded at all?
A winky face. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so weird because like, I mean, we were like, we had a good time that night. We had texted for a couple days and then I was just like, I was totally ghosted.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to know what happened and I'd love to go on that date.
Yeah.
So.
That's slippery.
That is slippery. That's weird.
Slippery.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So then what we're going to do is play a song. We're going to come back and we're going to call him and we're going to find out. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you missed Amy's story, she was set up via her cousin with a guy named Greg, who promptly, after having a really good night with, like, they hung out, they did a little, like, it was, I don't want to call it a blind date, Amy, but it was sort of like you were set up together, and it was Brody and his girlfriend, and then you and Greg, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right.
In terms of a double date, too, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so sweet.
You have
been some board games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. A little less pressure. And then you text him later after you guys are, you know, exchanging. And said, so when can we go out one-on-one, winky face, to which he responded, nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So this is what we need to get to the bottom of. Why did Greg ghost? Just before we do this, Amy, I ask everybody, you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Because they can be hardcore.
Yeah, you may find out he's a garbage muppet and you don't want to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, that does happen.
True, I mean, I'd rather know than not know.
Fair enough. All right, so let's give Greg a call.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Greg.
This is Greg.
Greg. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm pretty good. Was this one of those radio prank calls or something like that?
Honey.
Are you going to get wacky on the radio?
We're going to get wacky on the radio? No, we're not. We're not. We don't do those. We haven't done prank calls ever.
We should start.
Ever.
Yeah,
maybe we should.
Surely Greg would be a fan.
Greg, you got any idea who we should call?
yeah, if you're not me, if you're going to prank call.
No, we're not.
We do
not.
Have some questions,
we
though,
do.
Sir.
We do. Okay, so can you tell us about Amy? And specifically, why you stopped messaging her, and this is not a prank.
This is utterly bizarre, but it's weird to get called from Virgin Radio about this, but it was like messaging like my sister. You know what I mean? Like, what? Why would you even ask that? This is odd.
Okay. Messaging your sister. We already had a cousin thing in the last. I'm confused here.
Don't
so
do that,
okay.
Adam.
So explain what you mean by messaging your sister.
Well, so like my Amy's my best friend Brody's cousin.
Yes.
So Brody and Amy grew up together, and and they're really similar, and she's like the female version of him. It's like he tried to set me up with her, and we all hung out one night, and me and Amy got along pretty well, but like we started texting, and I couldn't show you shake the feeling that I was just talking to like the female version of Brody, and like I kept sort of like thinking about him in ways to think about a woman, and it was all a bit too
not
real.
There. Okay.
So yeah, wait, when you say that they were similar, do you mean like physically too? Like like she's just Brody with long hair?
Yeah, and like the same vibe and stuff like that. And that's not really what I was looking for from.
But besides like physical traits, like that's actually kind of nice. Like you obviously get along really well with your best friend, and like you want.
Yeah.
No,
like, you, like,
there's
you
an
want,
implication.
No.
You want the person that you date to be awesome, so obviously your best friend's awesome. So
you do, but it's like, you know, you want certain things from your you know romantic partner that you don't want from your best friend, and like. Maybe your best friend you really like is a friend.
Squarely on Greg's side here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, families, they have traits that look alike. And I remember I dated a girl who I was friends with her cousin. Exact same story. Yeah. And her eyes were the same as his. Couldn't get past it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get past it.
Just try turning the lights off.
Greg, Amy's a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
So... pressure free, but we are going to make the offer. Would you want to go on a date with her sometime again? Give it a shot. See if you can get past the whole reminds me of my best friend thing.
I mean, I like, you know, I'd love the offer of some of you guys paying for a date. You know, I'd rather not take Amy. Like, I'd like to take someone else. I've already gone on one date with her. You know what I mean? I know how that feels.
No.
And
okay. No. So you know what? It was only for Amy. We're going to end that there. But thank you, Greg. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for calling me, guys. And good luck with the prank calls.
We're going to kick that off next week. Thank you. Amy?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. What's up, Brody?
Okay. So are you guys that similar?
I mean, yeah, we are. We grew up like around the block from each other. We're the same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do kind of, we've got a resemblance. I'm cuter, though. I will say that.
Have you ever thought that maybe you and Brody could be together?
That's her cousin.
That's her cousin,
oh, sorry,
Jax.
No, sorry.
Jax.
I got mixed up with names.
What movies have you been watching?
I got mixed up with that.
All right, so I'm going to say...
there's so many names!
So, Amy... are you okay? We just want to check and see that you're okay. And listen, we wish that it worked out for you this time, but we know in talking to you and even talking to you off the air that you're cool as hell. So like, yeah, this is going to be no problem for you. You're going to find someone.
Well, thank you.
Just not Brody, okay? Yeah. Despite the advice that Jax has given.
I was mixed up.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Just so we're clear, first cousins are out. Second
yes,
cousins.
Yes, no, I know that. I know that. I got mixed up with names. I was overexcited. Wait. Stop it.
What was that second part?
Honest mistake. Huh? You know?
Oh, you get a certain way up to 400 and you're okay.
Adam.
I'm joking.
Adam.
Oh, for goodness sakes, can we make jokes in here? All right, so what are the texts saying?
From the 416. Wow, this is where we're at. We're ghosting. Now we're just encouraging people to date their cousins.
No,
it's a pandemic,
no.
Yeah. Man. Things are tough.
Someone from the 416. Y'all date your cousins or something? These jokes are getting too real.
1700s over here, my God.
All right, you're going to be able to watch that on Virgin Radio Toronto's Instagram page today. Bring your cousin jokes.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.